In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this series, Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss a topic which is the need of the time, which is very much needed, and it is for the reformation of our youth out there who are involved in this vice and in this heinous crime at times. Yes, and that is intoxication. Drugs, alcoholism, and today's topic being that intoxication is haram. Before we dive deep into today's topic, inshallah, let's take a moment to extol the virtues of reciting durood and salam in the court of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he has said in his Mubarak hadith that when the day of Thursday arrives, Allah Azza wa Jal sends angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. And they record those who recite Salat on me in abundance on the day of Thursday and the night of Friday, meaning the night between Thursday and Friday. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's inshallah recite abundance of durood and salawat in the court of beloved Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and recite together.
Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala Muhammadin, salli ala shafi'ina, salli ala Muhammadin. Madin phir ke gali gali taba thokar sab ki khaye kyon phir ke gali gali taba thokar sab ki khaye kyon dil ko jo aqal de khuda teri gali se jaaye kyon salli ala nabiyyina salli ala muhammadin salli ala shafi'ina salli ala muhammadin wo jo na the कुछ न था वो जो न हो तो कुछ न हो वो जो न थे तो कुछ न था वो जो न हो तो कुछ न हो जान है वो जहान की जान है तो जहान है صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز فزو کرے خدا جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز فزو کرے خدا جس کو درد کا مزہ نازِ دوا اٹھائے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. Dear viewers and brothers in Islam, unfortunately, during these unfortunate circumstances, the time we are living in, a number of people in our society have fallen into the evil habit of taking different types of drugs, alcohol, and various other types of intoxications, yes. And these drugs are extremely destructive for one's religion and faith, life and wealth, and for health, obviously. Some lose their senses due to the intoxication of alcohol. Some are destroying their lives by taking the opium, cannabis, and many different types of drugs that are out there. They all have fancy names, but the damage they do to your life, they do to your health, the damage they do to your psyche, your mental health, your physical health, your family life, yes, everything gets destroyed. Furthermore, a number of people smoking cigarette, they chew gutkha and other stuff that is also to be controlled. The main reason for using these things is due to the company of bad friends, yes, who are drug addicts, friends who we may consider as friends, but in reality they are not your friends. They are taking you on the road of destruction. Increasing unemployment, inflation, lack of Islamic knowledge, and having no knowledge of the warnings mentioned in the Holy Quran and Hadith, it can all lead to joining that kind of company and starting to get influenced by these people and get in the habit of inhaling intoxicants. Remember that some of these things are, you know, such as betel leaves, pan, gutkha, etc., cigarettes. Although they are not intoxicating, but they are harmful to the health. Let's, inshallah, listen to the destruction of those things which are injurious to the health and intoxicating, so that our new generation can keep themselves away from such things by listening to the disadvantages they cause in this world as well as in the hereafter. Then perhaps those who are taking drugs can try to protect themselves from the deadly effects of drugs. And inshallah azza wa jalla, listen to a beautiful parable. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he has mentioned that Sayyidina Muhammad bin Zakariya Ghalabi rahimahullah ta'ala has said that one night I went to Sayyidina Ibn Aisha, and he wanted to return home after offering Maghrib Salah. All of a sudden, a person who was intoxicated appeared in front of him while pulling a woman towards himself by taking her arm. When the woman called out for help, people gathered to punish him. Having seen the young man, Sayyidina Ibn Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu recognized him and said to the people that, "Leave my nephew alone." He then said, "Oh my nephew, come to me." So the young man started feeling ashamed. He then stepped forward and hugged him and said to him, "Come with me." The man started walking with him and both reached the home of Sayyidina Ibn Aisha rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who told one of his servants, and he instructed him that, "Let him sleep in your room for tonight. When he comes to his senses, inform him of what he has done and do not let him go, but bring him to me." When he came to his senses, the servant told him the entire story, due to which he was extremely ashamed and started crying and intended to leave. The servant then said that, "Hazrat has ordered me to take you to him rather." After bringing him to Sayyidina Ibn Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked him that, "Do you not feel ashamed of yourself and the family you come from? Do you not know who your father is? Fear Allah Azza wa Jal and stop what you are doing." Lowering his head in shame, that young man started crying, and then he raised his head and said, I promise Allah Azza wa Jal the thing for which I will be questioned about on the day of judgment, that I will never consume anything intoxicating again. Nor will I ill-treat any woman. And I make repentance to Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Ibn Aisha rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said to him that, come to me. And kissing his forehead, he said, oh my son, it's very good that you have repented. Thereafter, the young man started attending his gatherings and writing blessed hadith from him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The shayar very beautifully says, and let's inshallah say ameen to this dua. Sharabe mahabbat kuch aisi pila de. Kabhi bhi nasha ho nakam ya ilahi. Mujhe apna aashiq bana kar bana de. Tu sar taapa tasweere gham ya ilahi. Subhanallah. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Your brothers, drug addiction is a very evil thing that tempts a person. When a person is on drug, he loses his senses. You can't differentiate between right and wrong. The line gets blurred. A person who is drunk and who is under the influence of alcohol, they are dangerous for their own lives and for the lives of others. You see it in your daily life. Accidents. Every day accidents happen. And most of the time they are under the influence of alcohol. When the driver is driving and he's drunk and driving. Although there are billboards you will find, don't drink and drive and so on and so forth. But it happens. And they're not only endangering their lives, but the lives of fellow commuters and drivers on the road. They may knock pedestrians off the road. They may knock other cars and cause dangerous accidents under the influence of alcohol and drugs. Drug addiction, alcohol, they are disgraceful attributes to have. To be a drunkard, to be a drug addict, it's not something that is looked upon, that is looked up to, but rather is frowned upon. People hate it. It is a disgrace if we do that. Remember that intoxication washes the human intellect. It wastes our intellect. It causes a person to perform acts of disobedience by making him heedless of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It breaks the barrier of thinking rationally, and the addicts, it causes them to do harm to people. He verbally or physically abuses people and engages in arguments. It eliminates the differences between good and evil and relatives from strangers. Many homes have been broken due to the influence of drugs and alcohol. When a person is drug addict or alcoholic, he goes home, he beats up his own parents, he beats up his own children, his wife, his siblings, his family members. He torments them under the influence of alcohol. And nowadays, people have started making excuse for them. Oh, he did that because he was under the influence of drugs or alcohol. There is no justification for things like that. A person, ma'azallah, cannot distinguish between his wife and sister. Due to this addiction, he not only disobeys his parents who bring him up and take care of his needs, his parents who try to keep him away from every type of sorrow throughout their life, sacrifice their desires for his desires, keep dear his pleasure before their pleasure by enduring lots of sufferings, and the drug addict insults and oppresses them in return. In this way, a person starts continuously committing sins. Allah, it is all evil if you look at it. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal take counsel, change it for the better, and bring about a change, a positive change inshallah Azza wa Jal, instead of being involved in intoxication of drugs and alcohols. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal change our lives for the better, repent sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask forgiveness from those whom we have hurt under the influence of drugs and alcohol, and move on to a better life. Move on to a life way we are not doing things in the intoxication of alcohol or drugs, but we are taking responsibility of our life as responsible members of the society, as the Ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and do things for the better of humanity. It is stated in verse 27 of Surah Bani Israel. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا, and do not waste needlessly. And further on, the ayah says, translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed, those who needlessly waste are brothers of devils. And the devil is a very ungrateful. Devil is very ungrateful to his Lord. Furthermore, it is stated in verse 195 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ, and do not fall into ruin with your own hands. Islam has taken great care of the profit and loss of its followers and has enjoined them to stay safe from those things which are harmful from religious and worldly perspectives. Islam encourages beneficial things. Therefore, the use of intoxicants is also extremely disliked and prohibited, as drug addiction brings about destruction and waste. It is also a collection of many medical and social evils from a worldly and religious perspective. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, O people who believe, wine, all intoxicants and gambling and idols and the darts are impure, the works of Satan. Therefore, keep avoiding them so that you may succeed. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal work towards our success. And if we keep avoiding, Allah Azza wa Jal says, so that you may succeed. If we are striving for success, we need to abandon these things, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Yes. Now it is about time that we listen to a beautiful kalam, alhamdulillah, after which we'll return and discuss the subject matter further, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Maut ye matlab tumhara har ishaara ho gaya. Maut ye matlab tumhara har ishaara ho gaya.
Jab ishaara ho gaya, jab ishaara ho gaya, matlab hamara ho gaya.
Maut ye matlab tumhara har ishaara ho gaya. Maut ye matlab tumhara har ishaara ho gaya.
डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था. डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था. डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था. गम किनारे हो गए पैदा किनारा हो गया. गम किनारे हो गए पैदा किनारा हो गया. जब इशारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, मतलब हमारा हो गया.
मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया. मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया.
तेरी तलअत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने. तेरी तलअत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने. तेरी तलवत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने. तेरी हैबत से फलक का महदुपारा हो गया. तेरी हैबत से फलक का महदुपारा हो गया. जब इशारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, मतलब हमारा हो गया.
मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया. मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया.
यूं तो सब पैदा हुए गए आप ही के वास्ते. यूं تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے قسمت اس کی ہے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا قسمت اس کی ہے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم ماشاءاللہ موت یہ مطلب تمہارا جب اشارہ ہو گیا such a wonderful kalam after we have listened to this kalam alhamdulillah let's revert back to our discussion for today and that is intoxication is haram we have recited the verses of the holy quran the curse of intoxication can be judged by the fact that allah azza wa jal has even forbidden us from going near the great worship like salah whilst we are in a state of intoxication it is stated in the glorious quran ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la taqrabu as-salata wa antum sukara o people who believe do not approach the prayer when you are intoxicated intoxicating things have been strictly forbidden in many blessed ahadith of the beloved nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam let's inshallah azza wa jal listen to four blessed ahadith in this regard ام المؤمنین سیدہ ام سلمہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, she says that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has forbidden everything that brings about intoxication and creates disturbance. In the second hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that anything that causes intoxication when consumed in a high quantity is also haram in a small quantity. The third hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that once a person who would live in a cold region came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah, we live on a cold land and do hard work there and make a drink from the wheat through which we gain strength for our work and to overcome the cold in our area. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, is that intoxicating, the drink? He replied, yes. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, stay away from it. He then humbly said, people will not stop drinking it. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if they do not stop, then physically go against them. Allahu Akbar. In the final hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that some people of my ummah will certainly drink alcohol by changing its name. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah ta'ala has said that the thing that brings about intoxication, regardless of being liquid like alcohol, etc., or solid like opium and bhang, cannabis, resin, etc., are all haram. Therefore, it is necessary to stay safe from every type of intoxication. If only we could get rid of worldly intoxications and attain the true love for Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our lives will be Madina, Madina. Rahu masto be khud, mai teri vila mein. Rahu masto be khud, mai teri vila mein. Pila jam aisa, pila ya ilahi. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, refrain from alcohol as it is the key to every evil. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that he heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Ummul Khaba'is, refrain from the mother of evils. Because in the time of Bani Israel, there was a very pious man who used to live in seclusion. And a woman fell in love with him and she sent her maidservant requesting him to become a witness in a certain case. The man went to her home. As he entered, the doors were shut behind him until he was in front of a very beautiful and elegant lady. A boy was standing beside her and there was a glass of jug containing alcohol. The woman said, I have not called you here to give any evidence. Instead, I want you to murder this boy or indulge in fornication with me or drink this wine. And if you would refuse, I will shout out and disgrace you. The man thought that he had no option of getting out of this difficult situation. So he chose to drink the alcohol. The lady made him drink the wine out of intoxication. He kept on asking for more and more. He continued drinking until he committed fornication with the woman and also murdered the boy. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam further said, therefore, refrain from alcohol. Iman and faith and the habit of drinking alcohol cannot coexist in one's heart. Soon, one removes the other. Allahu Akbar. On one occasion, talking about the warnings of consuming alcohol, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every intoxicating thing is haram. And the person who drinks an intoxicating thing, his salah for 40 days will be reduced. And if he repents, Allah azza wa jal accepts his repentance. Furthermore, about the person who repents again and again and then commits the same sin, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, If he repeats it a fourth time, the person becomes adamant and repeats it the fourth time, Allah Azza wa Jal has the right to make him drink from Tinatul Khabal. And it was asked, what is Tinatul Khabal? And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the pus from the dwellers of hell. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed 10 people with regards to alcohol. The producer who produces it, the one ordering its production, the drunkard, meaning the person who's drinking it. Number 4, the one who carries it. Number 5, the one who orders to carry it. Number 6, one who serves it. Number 7, the seller. And number 8, the one who consumes its price. Number 9, the buyer. And number 10, the one for whom it was bought. Allahu Akbar. All of them, they're parts and partisan in this crime. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah azza wa jal has stated, taking an oath on my honor, my slave who drinks even one sip of alcohol, I will make him drink pus equal to the same amount, and the slave who refrained from it out of fear for me, I will make him drink from Hawd-e Quds. Allahu Akbar. Dear brothers, those fortunate Muslims who abstain from intoxicants and alcohol for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this world will be made to drink a pure and non-intoxicating alcoholic drink in paradise, subhanallah. After drinking this pure alcoholic drink, they will neither feel dizzy nor will they feel nauseous, nor will they vomit and fall unconscious. And how will that be? Listen, and it is stated in verse number 25 to 28 of Surah Al-Mutaffifin, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, and the translation is from Kanzul Iman, they will be given pure wine to drink, which is kept preserved sealed. Its seal is upon musk, and for this should those who crave be eager, and it is mixed with the sneem, the spring from which drink the ones close to Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. In the commentary of this verse, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahimahullah ta'ala has stated regarding this ayah. He says, Rahiqi Makhtum. There are other alcohols besides alcohol tahur that is packed in bottles. There will be a stream of alcohol tahur. Alcohol tahur will be given to those who refrain from the worldly wine. This alcohol, meaning rahiqi makhtum, will be the reward of devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The devotees must have drunk the alcohol of this devotion in the world that had the seal of Sharia. Therefore, they will be given the sealed alcohol over there as well. 3 kinds of alcoholic drinks will be in paradise. Sharaban tahura, the stream of which will reach every home. Rahiqi makhtum, that will be packed in bottles. And tasneem, some drops of which will be mixed with rahiqi makhtum for fragrance. Abrar and the pious people will drink rahiqi makhtum, and muqarribin, meaning people who are close to Allah Azza wa Jal, will drink the pure tasneem. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahimahullah ta'ala further mentioned that ordinary dwellers of Jannah will be given alcohol tahur or rahiqi makhtum after putting some drops. But the muqarribin will always drink pure tasneem, because the springs of tasneem will be in their homes. The taste and fragrance of tasneem are beyond the thought of creation. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. They will know about it after they have drunk it, inshallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with it. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sharab-e-muhabbat, kuch aisi pila de. Sharab-e-muhabbat, kuch aisi pila de. Kabhi bhi nasha ho, na kam ya ilahi. مجھے اپنا عاشق بنا کر بنا دے تو سر تاپا تصویر غم یا الہی آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers, as we have come towards that portion of our episode where we introduce a beautiful segment, to succeed you must read. Yes, inshallah, azza wa jal. And today's segment we are going to again introduce a beautiful book of Maktabatul Madina. Stay tuned for that, inshallah, azza wa jal, until we watch this beautiful clip and nasiha from our brother, the Muballigh of Dawat Islami. And the topic of this clip is, don't refuse the gift of fragrance. Subhanallah, let's listen to this clip and nasiha and learn about the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until we return. So keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It is stated in Shama'il al-Tirmizi, Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an would not reject fragrance when given as a gift. He radiyallahu ta'ala an said that when fragrance was presented to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as a gift, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would not reject it. It is narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, three things should not be refused. Number one, pillow. Number two, fragrance and oil. Number three, milk. Medivius, the wisdom behind accepting fragrance, pillow and milk, and all the other low price items that are included in them as gifts is explained by the Muhaddithin. Normally, these things are not too expensive. Moreover, low price things are obviously not a burden upon the one who is giving. But not receiving them might hurt the giver. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not like to hurt anybody. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would not reject fragrance given as a gift. Therefore, if somebody gives us a fragrance or any low price thing as a gift, we should accept it considering it a sunnah. Moreover, if somebody presents a precious item, there is no harm in accepting it too. However, it is appropriate to ponder over it, ensuring it is not being presented out of kind regard, that later it may become burdensome on the one who is giving it. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Subhanallah, such a beautiful clip and nasiha with regards to not refusing a gift of fragrance, subhanAllah. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us all fragrant through the sadaqah of the fragrant Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today's book, alhamdulillah, is regarding question and answers regarding wudu. Yes, Q&A regarding wudu. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we are going to learn important Islamic knowledge in this segment. And if you do not have the book already, purchase it from the bookshop of Dawat Islami Maktabatul Madina in your area, or you can download it from the website of Dawat Islami, dawatislami.net, inshallah azza wa jal, where you can obtain it free of cost, the digital copy, and will be able to read it, inshallah azza wa jal. It's not a very lengthy read, it's about 30 pages, so it won't be exhausting for you to read, inshallah azza wa jal, and each page is filled with Islamic knowledge, mashallah. The book starts on page 1, after the salutation upon the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first question that is mentioned in the book is that, does the Quran issue a ruling regarding wudu? And the answer to that question on page number 2 is that, yes, the Quran states, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha qumtum ila salati faghsilu wujuhakum wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiqi وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, when you intend to stand up for salah, so wash your faces and your hands up to and including the elbows, and pass wet hands, meaning perform masah, over your heads, and wash your feet up to and including the ankles. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second question is it kufr or a sin to pray without wudu, to pray salah? The answer is, it is kufr if one prays salah without wudu and considers it permissible. This means that the person considers it unnecessary to offer prayer whilst in a state of wudu. If someone offers prayer without wudu accidentally, then he is not sinful. Wudu will still have to be performed and the prayer to be repeated. In the next question, the person asks, the question is, I am 64 years old and I have suffered from paralysis for some time due to which I can only perform wudu with one hand. How should I perform wudu? And does Sharia grant me leeway in this matter? Also, will I be required to fast? And the answer to this question is that yes, may Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon you and grant you complete recovery for the sake of His beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Be strong as this is a trial and test. Only those who remain steadfast can be successful. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who offered Fajr Salah in congregation at Karbala after witnessing his loved ones being martyred. He himself was martyred and he prostrated to his Lord. Salah is to be offered however possible. Whilst remaining within the boundaries of Sharia and learning about matters of relating to the prayer is essential. In relation to this, a patient's method of prayer is mentioned in the fourth volume of Bahar-e Shariat, which is those who have suffered from paralysis may think that how can I fast if I cannot pray. Keep in mind that fasting and praying are two separate forms of worship. It is not the case if one worship cannot be performed, the other also falls under the same ruling. Both must be offered. If, Allah forbid, someone did not offer a prayer, his fast will be valid. Likewise, if, Allah forbid, someone did not fast but offered salah, the latter will be valid. Guidance is given in regards to the prayer of those who have impaired feet and those who suffer from urinary incontinence, whose bed is not in the direction of the Qibla. Yes, there are two scenarios. Number one, if urine continues to release consistently such that he does not have time to offer Fard Salah after performing wudu, he will be considered exempt by Sharia. This is upon the condition that the effects of the disorder are found at least once during time. Let's say he is exempt at the time of Asr. He will perform wudu and offer as many prayers as he wills during that time, but will have to renew his wudu for Maghrib Salah. And number two is that if he is not exempt by Sharia, then he has enough time to offer the Fard prayer and Fard Salah. He will have to take precautions and offer the Fard after performing wudu. However, if he is unable to perform wudu himself, but there is someone present who can help him, help should be given. Otherwise, he will perform tayammum and must ask someone to turn his bed or chair in the direction of the Qibla. Then he will offer the prayer through gestures. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah says that if that person must pray whilst lying down, the bed should be turned to his feet are facing the Qibla. That must be made sure. If he must pray whilst lying down, the bed should be turned so his feet are facing the Qibla. When stating he does not have enough time to pray after performing wudu, this refers only to the Fard Salah. The Sunnah and Nafl are excluded. If he has enough time to perform the Fard Salah after performing wudu, then he should pray the Fard Salah. The next question mentioned in the book is that, does eating raw onion invalidate wudu? The answer to the question is, it is better to refrain from eating raw onion as it causes bad breath. However, it is permissible to eat and wudu is not rendered void. Eating onion and garlic which has been cooked in a gravy is permissible as the odor does not remain after cooking it. It does not cause bad breath either. The next question was asked, how is it to wet the limbs before washing them for wudu? The answer is, it is mustahab and it is liked to wet the limbs before commencing wudu. It is especially good to do this during the winter as the skin becomes dry and some areas become wrinkled. Thus, if wudu is not done perfectly, some areas may remain dry. If we apply water to the limbs beforehand, our skin will become soft. water will flow with ease and wudu will be completed quickly. Everyone should make a habit of performing this mustahab action. Subhanallah. Beautiful nasiha and advice. In another question in this book, and it is mentioned on page number 7, how is it to avoid gargling and sniffing water through the nose out of fear of breaking fast? The answer is, it is an emphasized sunnah to sniff water to the soft part of the nasal bone, clean and the nostrils, and for water to reach the root of the throat. Likewise, it is sunnah to wash the limbs 3 times. Consequently, not washing the mouth and not sniffing water through the nose will fulfill the obligations of wudu, but the sunnah will be neglected. Those 2 actions are obligatory during ghusl, and as a result, ghusl will not be valid if they are abandoned. Hence, gargle and sniffle water through the nose with care. Alongside having utmost concern for your fast, also ensure there are no shortcomings in performing wudu and ghusl. The next question is that my mother's index finger is severed. When she takes a handful of water, the water flows out of her hand. Can she use her left hand to pour water in her mouth and nose? The answer is, if she is excused by Sharia, then she may. Subhanallah. And the next question is, can the adhan be given without being in the state of wudu? The answer to that question is, it is better to deliver the adhan in a state of wudu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are beautiful teachings of Islam, alhamdulillah. There is a question that is mentioned on page 9 of this book, that people who are bald, they wear synthetic wigs. Will wudu and salah be valid whilst wearing one? The answer is, if the wig is removable, it must be removed during the wudu and the head is to be wiped. But if the wig cannot be separated from the head, you must wipe upon it during wudu and wash it during ghusl. Subhanallah, these are the valuable and alhamdulillah informative Islamic rulings about wudu, question and answers. It is filled with knowledge and wisdom, alhamdulillah. I would urge you to please get your hands on this beautiful book and read it cover to cover. With this in mind, let's conclude with the recitation of durood upon the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.